That is why. What a mystery. What a deep mystery. One reason, as far as our poor minds can fathom, one reason why God allowed sin is that He might show greater love, deeper love, than He would have had to show had we not sinned. And to redeem us, God not only will redeem us, and remember, once mankind had sinned, going back to our first parents, God did not have to redeem us. It was sheer, merciful love on God's part that will redeem the world. Could God have redeemed the world by an act of His will? Of course. But He chose not to. He chose to redeem the world by becoming one of us, like us in everything but sin. Love wants to become like the one whom it claims to love. God became man, and He suffered. Hear it. Two words we should never, never separate: love and pain. How wise of God to teach us the meaning of love. God became man, capable of suffering, capable of rejection, capable of agony. And all of this to teach us the meaning of love. But that was not all. We sinned. Not only did the human race sin, we sinned. And this is where St. Ignatius tells us to tell you every day, reflect on, remember the graces, the good things, the blessings you received from God. And by now you should know God's grace is sometimes enjoyable, sometime pleasant. Oh, how we sing, may God be praised. But God's grace, His blessings, are also painful. Thank God every day. Reflect on what He has done for you. But it is especially still Ignatius telling me what to tell you. It is especially in reflecting on God's mercy to us. As I've said more than once, my last time in this retreat, good evening, my dear fellow sinners. God has loved us. How merciful He has been to us. But love not only manifests itself in giving, giving to the one whom you love. How we better memorize this. Love means giving. Love does not mean getting. At the essence, the heart, the meaning of love is to give. However, in his love for us, God not only has given us, we allow ourselves so many blessings, but God promises us gifts and blessings for the future. Remember this. We should be grateful not only for the past, but hear it, grateful for the future. Our faith tells us God's love just began. It's just beginning here on earth. There is much, oh dear Jesus, much more still to come. God's love will continue for all eternity. But we're not finished yet. If love means giving, what is the greatest gift that God could give us? He gave us ourselves. Oh, how we appreciate it. Thanks, Lord, for making me me. But God has, out of love for us, given us himself. That's what sanctifying grace means. The grace that we received at baptism is the promise of possessing God as close as a creature can, knowing God as far as it is possible, as God knows himself, loving God as God loves himself, sharing in the very happiness of God. Hear it. God made us to be happy, and we are to have a foretaste of this happiness here on earth. But Father, you've been telling us about the cross. Sure, you're not in heaven yet, in case you forgot. But we have the right to heaven, provided we have the grace of God. However, as far as God can, he gives himself. God became man. That's why the Holy Eucharist exists. Love, I repeat, not only gives, well, gifts. True love gives oneself to the one who is loved. That's why Jesus Christ became man, not only to redeem us, but to sanctify us, by giving himself to us constantly. And how happy I am that you sisters will receive Holy Communion a second time on the same day. By the way, I hope this will be the beginning of a new habit in your lives. Every chance you get, find a priest, get him off the street, call him up to have a second Mass to be able to receive our Lord a second time.